Welcome to Pastor Eddie's Daily Devotional. Walk with me as we walk in God's Word together, studying it and marinating in His Word, letting it transform and change us. Let's begin.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Today's title is What Really Matters? What really matters? What's a good thing and a bad thing? To make a choice between the two, it matters because the good thing is always better than the bad thing, so that matters. But what happens if you're trying to make a good thing over a great thing, over a better thing? When you have two good choices or three, which one's the right choice? What really matters? That's what we're going to be talking about today. What matters? What really matters in your choice making? So as we open up your Bibles, we will be going to Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42, as we dive into God's Word. Be with me as we dive right in the Scriptures. And the Scripture stated, "Now, as they went underway, Jesus entered a village. And a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she went up to him and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister's left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me.' But the Lord answered her, 'Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. But one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which would not be taken away from her.'" See, let me give you a little bit of background here. See, Jesus was traveling from the village called Bethany, and Martha was the hostess. She was the mistress, and she was pretty much the head of the house, and she was eager to serve the Lord. So when the Lord was coming, she was busy trying to prepare things, as you heard as I read through the Scriptures. See, a lot of times many of Christ's teaching happened over a meal together. And that was taking place here as well. Over a meal that Martha prepared, or she was upset about, that Mary wasn't helping him serve, he was taking that opportunity to teach her a vital lesson. And you have to be open as you study these Scriptures to see what exactly is God trying to tell me through this. So going back into this, what we're seeing here is we have two different characters with good intentions, and both have great goals. But what really matters? Is it a good thing over a bad thing? Or is it two good things? Or is it a good over a greater thing? And you could easily see that sitting at Jesus' feet is a greater thing than serving God, which is a good thing. But the main thing is what really matters. See, sitting at Jesus' feet really matters because the Creator of the world could easily snap his fingers and create a banquet for us. He could bring an endless supply of food. But at the moment, she's letting her vocation dictate what her goals are and what she should be doing instead of sitting and knowing who Christ is. See, our goal is to know who God is and to know his wisdom and knowledge. If we can think the way he thinks, which Scripture clearly says we can't, but we can try, because his word says that his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and there's no way that our thoughts would be his thoughts. So, but if you look at it, we have two different people with two good desires, but there's one better. See, choosing a great thing over a good thing is a better thing. And sitting at Jesus' feet is a better thing. See, what does it mean to choose a better thing over something good? See, Martha's duties again pulled her away from Jesus. She wanted to sit and listen, but the thought of serving the Creator of the world she felt it was better. See, sometimes your feelings could even lead you astray. See, Jeremiah 17:9 says that the heart's deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? God searches the heart and mind and gives those according to their works and purposes. and deeds. So don't be fooled by your feelings. Choose a greater thing. We also got to look at the better question to ask in this whole thing is, what's drawing you away from Jesus, right? Because what's in it for me as I read the scriptures? One, is it your job? Is it the work that you do? Is it your business? Is that pushing you away just like it did to Martha? Where you think you're doing a good thing, you're saying, but I'm providing for my family. But is that the best thing? Is that the greatest thing? We need money. Is that the best thing? Is that the greatest thing? Or is it the honey-do list? Is it the pleasures in life, your kids, your spouse, power? See, there's three things that always drive us away from the Lord. That is power, money, and pleasure. You can't let that draw you away because you're going to be just like Martha. You're going to be just like a cat who chases his tail or a dog that chases his tail. He's constantly going in circles and putting their effort and money in things that don't really matter. What really matters is your growing relationship with Jesus Christ. It's walking in the Spirit with the Lord. In order for you to do that, you need to be praying, reading your word, praising him, memorizing his word. That's where he wants us. He wants us sitting at his feet, understanding who God is. See, are you letting your vocation determine your actions? Are you letting your job dictate what you should be doing? I hope not. So how do I choose a greater thing? Well, first of all, you're going to evaluate what's most important to you. What would you regret if you died right now? That's how you can kind of measure that. Because you're going to come before an all-knowing God. And do you want to hear a good and faithful servant? You did well in the small things. Let me give you some great things. So that's how you could determine how to choose greater things. But here, I'm going to give you five things that could make that could help you make better choices. Number one, change your perspective. Is God first in your life? If he's first in your life and you're in your word and you're walking with the Spirit, practicing your spiritual disciplines, you're going to know that spending time with God is number one. Two is sit at Jesus' feet and learn to listen. Sit, lean forward, open up your ears, and let God speak to you. Three is trust God with all your concerns. Just drop it at his feet as you listen. He's going to take care of the problems that you're going through, the concerns you have. He's going to take that over. Four, listen more, labor less. See, if we trust in an all-knowing, all-powerful, omnipotent God, he's going to be able to do the things that you can't do, or even the things you can do. And five, learn to be being in the presence of the Lord instead of doing things for the Lord. Because the doing kind of throws us off from spending time with him and knowing him. Again, our call is to know him, to know his wisdom and his insight, his knowledge. See, life is hard when what you think matters doesn't really matter at all. See, Mary was seated at Jesus' feet. The perfect example we could see is Paul. In Acts 22:3, where it says, Paul stated he was educated at the feet of Gamaliel. And when you're at somebody's feet, you are leaning forward, listening with your ears attentive to learn from the masters, because you are a pupil with the goal of becoming a disciple. So learning how to listen and being at his feet. So how do we listen? Well, is there a way to listen? Well, here's four ways not to listen. One, with your eyes closed, as if you're not listening, or being there but not really being there. Kind of like being in La La Land. Two is leaning back, half asleep. You're kind of there, but you don't really want to be there. That's not listening. Three is signs of disgust on your face. As you listen, you just don't agree or don't care. And that's just the way you're listening, because you don't want to listen. And four, arms are crossed, as if you're saying, I reject what you say anyways. Those are four ways not to listen. And if you're married, that's what you don't want to communicate to your wife. So what's four ways to listen? One is choose to listen. Listen intentionally. Be intentional about trying to listen to understand. Open up questions in your mind to what they're speaking about. Kind of picture what they're saying in your mind. Two is turn your good ear to listen better. Make eye contact. Make eye contact with the speaker. Make eye contact with your spouse. Show them that you're intentionally listening. Three is take notes. Notes helps you understand what they're saying. Notes actually show people you're actually listening. And even better, if you can repeat back to what they said. Four is lean forward listening. You know, the best example I could give you is when my brother passed away and I had to preach a sermon at his funeral. And my wife was just intentionally listening to a story that I was sharing about the love of Christ. And she was leaning forward. Her eyes were straight focused at me. Her mind, her emotions, everything was intact into what I was saying. She was listening, and she was listening well. See, that's what Christ wants us to do. He wants us first to put in perspective what really matters in life. And then he wants us to do and listen. Listening the best way we possibly could, what really matters in our listening. And as we listen, God speaks to us because we're sitting at his feet. First, we're putting in perspective of what not to do over what to do. And two, when we know what to do, that we do that well. And Mary was the one who did the right thing. She chose what really mattered was to sit at Jesus's feet and listen. Then she chose to listen and listen well. She did the listening part the right way as well. So that's what God's calling us to do in this verse in Luke chapter 10, verse 38 through 42. And what could you take away from this? Is focus on what really matters, your relationship with Christ. And listen to what God has to say to you. Listen when you're sitting in a service on a Sunday. Listen when they're speaking in a small group. Listen when you're reading God's word. Listen when you praise him and he gives you a thought in your mind. Have a blessed day. Hope this helps. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in. And stay tuned to the next daily devotional as we continue to dive deeper and walking in God's word.